This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday, and it's going to be such a great Monday. Gosh, it's going to be awesome. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. We're going to do that Medal of Honor citation we missed last week, the guy from Vietnam who just got one from Biden. So we'll get to that an hour from now. We are going to talk about, abortion. That's always a good time that creates horrible heated emotions in people. But yeah, we'll talk about all those Trump comments from the weekend. House Republicans and spending. McCarthy looks like he wants to spend a bunch. Communists have run into a problem with a group they thought they could rely on. It's National Cheeseburger Day, so the recipe's coming again this show. And so much more, including a relaxed dress code for the Senate. All that is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to, you know what, we're going to go ahead and just, we're going to lead with the hard stuff right off the bat. We're going to dive into all this abortion stuff, culture, what should our stances be, we're going to do all that. I do want to do this first and foremost, though. Before we do that, let's pay respect where it's due. Today is the birthday of the United States Air Force. That's right, September 18th. 1947 was the day the United States Air Force officially came to be. So from us here at the Jesse Kelly Show to you, Air Force, allow us to wish you a very, very happy birthday. It's fun to stay in the YMCA. It's fun. Sing it, Air Force guys. You know you want to. I see you doing the hand motions. It's fine. It's fine. We get it. Move your head around. Absolutely. This is your day, Air Force. All right, quit focus. We have to move on. We have to focus on other things. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse, at jessekellyshow.com. Now, the old Trumpster got everybody talking again. It's what he does very well. And let's pause on something before we get into the actual subject of culture and politics and political leaders and things like that. Remember, Trump's specialty for his entire life has been branding. He's really, really, really good at it. He is. If you're a Trump hater, that's hard to admit. He's really good at branding, making sure that you're talking about what he wants you talking about, and what Donald Trump wants you talking about when he runs for president is him. So he very often will say things just to get attention. However, Trump has been sitting down with a lot of outlets recently that are going to ask him more direct questions. In the very beginning of the primary, he was really sticking with mostly softball things, really, really soft interviews, and not doing a ton of them. I do one here or there, but mostly fairly soft. Nothing too bad. I don't want to say he's been just loafing it, but it hasn't been too bad. Recently, he takes that interview with Megyn Kelly, gets asked some pretty uncomfortable questions about not firing Fauci. There was a lot that came from that he didn't love, that their campaign didn't love, so they kind of set it aside. Then he goes and sits down with Meet the Press. Now, we are going to play something you've heard all day, and we're going to take a long time to unpack this, not because of the primary or the general election or even because of Trump or Republicans or Democrats. This is something that we have to learn how to tackle, you, me, all of us. We have to figure out what they're doing, what we're doing, what we should be doing. This was the exchange about abortion. And before I even press play, do remember, the media, they want to make the election about abortion. They do. What you're going to hear from Trump here, maybe this is going to make you cringe. Maybe it's going to make you cheer. What you're going to hear from Trump is him trying to make sure they can't make it about abortion. Here was Trump.
What's going to happen is you're going to come up with a number of weeks or months that's going to make people happy. Because 92% of the Democrats don't want to see abortion after a certain period of time.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15 weeks?
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
I think
too
what he
far?
Did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake.
Okay, there are a million different ways we're going to approach this. I'm sure you'll love some and you'll hate others. What's he doing? He's trying to punt. That's what Donald Trump is trying to do on the abortion issue. He's trying to punt. He's not a moron. Well, we're all going to come. We'll sit down and we'll work it out and we'll come to an agreement. There's not a chance in hell Donald Trump actually believes that. There will be no agreement when it comes to abortion with Democrats. There simply will not be an agreement. This is the stance they've all publicly taken. We're not going to come to an agreement with these people.
Do you support any restrictions on abortion?
I don't. I've always believed...
They've all taken that stance 1,000 times over. So he's not naive. He knows there's not going to be an agreement. He's trying to punt on the issue. While trying to punt on the issue, he came across mealy-mouthed, very uncertain, undecided, doesn't really stand for, I don't know, maybe 15 weeks, a total ban, federal? Well, I don't know. Some people are saying, this guy said, I don't know, Mark said, did you hear about Bob? What about Susie? She said it came off indecisive, but I understand what he's doing. He's trying to punt on the issue. The problem is this. I don't want to punt on the issue. And a lot of people on the right don't want to punt on the issue. But a lot of people on the right do want to punt on the issue. Our problem is not a divide between the left and the right. We know the baby murdering demons want to just kill them all. That's not our problem. Our problem right now is the rift on the right. And this is the rift on the right. Virtually everyone on the right is somewhat pro-life. That varies by degrees. I realize some people like me are, you know, all the way, no exceptions. I realize I'm the extremist there. Some people are, all, well, maybe I'm the third trimester. I get that. But for the most part on the right, people are various degrees of pro-life. What people disagree on, what you may be disagreeing right now on, is should we talk about it? What should our stances be on it? Many people believe we should dig our heels in, tooth and nail, fight them at the ballot box on it, never move an inch because we can't move an inch on life. And some people believe we've lost on the issue. The American people don't care about abortion. And if we take a hard stance on it, it will lose us elections. And I'm here to tell you both of those sides are reasonable sides. It's a very reasonable, understandable, frankly, it's my take. I dig in. I don't give up on a baby's life for any reason at any trimester. Screw you. That's a baby. Let it live or you're a criminal. That's a valid stance to take. It is also a valid stance to say this issue costs us elections because it does. It does. Tudor Dixon lost in Michigan, and she'll tell you to this day, she lost to Gretchen Whitmer because of abortion. Democrats ask this question. Communists like her ask this question because she knows it's bad for Republicans to answer.
What's going to happen is you're going to come up with a number of weeks or months that's going to make people happy, because 92% of the Democrats don't want to see abortion after a certain period of time.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign?
That's her trying to pin him down on an issue she knows will be bad for him electorally. That's why she asks the question. It is a valid stance to take when you sit down and say abortion is bad for us electorally. Let's punt on it. Let's ignore it. Let's give it up. That's a valid stance to take. It's also a valid stance to take when you say that is a baby at any time that is alive. It is a God-breathed human soul we have no right to kill. That's also a valid stance. But if both those stances are valid, then what do we do about the issue? How should we handle this issue? Should we never mention it? Should we just give them all the ground on it? Well, I mean, whatever, kill them all. What should we do? Well, let's talk about what we should do next. Before we talk about what we should do, let's talk about what you should do while you wait for us to talk about what we should do. I know that's a lot of should do's, but anyway, you should take this next 10 minutes and you should switch your cell phone provider. It's really that easy, because every month you pay your mobile bill and that money goes to either companies who despise you, despise your country, and despise your values, or that money goes to Pure Talk. There's not really a third direction. If you pay Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile every single month, you're paying these people to spit in your face. If you've switched to Pure Talk, you're paying a country of patriots, and you're paying them a lot less. I mean, my goodness, $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 50% more 5G data, plus a mobile hotspot? Right now, pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. The time is now. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, in case you're wondering, I am most definitely aware, very, very aware of the news of the day.
Military officials say they're responding to a, quote, mishap involving an F-35 fighter jet. Officials say the pilot of an F-35 Lightning II ejected from the jet and landed safely, but the search is on now for the missing F-35. They don't know where it is and are asking the public for help. Publicly available flight data shows sled flying over Lake Moultrie near Charleston. If you know anything, call Joint Base Charleston at 843-963-3600.
Okay, we'll come back to it. I promise. I promise we're going to come back to that. We're going back to this whole thing here. All right, in case you're just joining us, how should the right tackle the issue of abortion? Half the right is defending Trump today. Half the right says he's a sellout rhino piece of trash because of this exchange on Meet the
What's
Press.
What's going to happen is you're going to come up with a number of weeks or months that's going to make people happy, because 92% of the Democrats don't want to see abortion after a certain period of time.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15?
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks?
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
I think
too
what he
far?
Did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake.
Yeah. Okay. That's, again, it's Trump trying to punt on the issue. It's Trump getting to the left on social issues. But how should we handle abortion on the right? Set the Trump stuff aside. He gives people blinders. They have love and hate blinders. Everyone does. Just set the forget about Trump. Forget about him. Set it aside. Well, I want you to think about this. Let's pause on this for a moment. I want you to think about, let's say I'm starting a new society, right? I'm starting a new society and people are going to follow my rules. And I've decided that all the young men in that society, as they're being raised, they're being raised not to hold doors open for women, but to slam the door in women's faces. So whenever you have a chance, you run up and you slam it in her face right when she's coming up to go into something. Kind of rude, right? Majorly rude, horrible. But imagine, that's our whole society. And for decades, that's what we taught these young men. Slam the door in her face. Slam the door in her face. Slam the door over and over and over. That's what they get taught at home. That's what they get taught in school. That's what our movies in our country teach. That over and over. Slam it in her face. Slam it in her face. Slam it in her face. And then one day, we decide we want that to change. Now, is the ultimate solution to changing that, is it passing a law telling these young men, hey, that's now illegal, we're going to fine you, that's 90 days in jail if you slam a door in a woman's face? Is that the solution to fixing that problem in your culture? Look, it can help. I don't want to act like laws don't matter. It can help. But that's not ultimately the solution to fixing what's wrong in the culture. The solution is to start raising the young men differently, teaching them, no, that's rude, stop doing that. Make sure parents, education, entertainment, and otherwise are teaching them the appropriate values. That's the ultimate solution. If I have a culture of door slamming and I want a culture of door opening, it is a cultural problem that's not going to be fixed politically. The right loves to use this great Andrew Breitbart quote and so oftentimes has no idea what it means or how to actually use it. The Andrew Breitbart quote that politics is downstream of culture, our people have no idea what that means. And this is a perfect example of what that means. Americans either love abortion, or lots of them love abortion. They love it in swing states. Single women love abortion. They think it is the greatest thing in the world. So what is the solution? Is the solution to meet them halfway on baby murder? Hey, guys, we'll just kill some of them, all right? Look at us. Look how reasonable we are. You're being reasonable, and I'm being reasonable. Hey, sorry about the forceps, kid. Is that the solution? Or is the solution you and me beginning the journey, because it will be a journey, to change the culture of this nation into a culture that despises abortion the way we should? Yes, we have been conditioned over the decades to be a lost, broken people who believe we should kill our unborn child. I understand that. I know that's the culture we have now, but that's what we have to fix. Once again, we don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. And the people problem is going to take longer to fix. Our mission in life is to make sure the public is educated on this issue. Don't have to be screamed at. Don't have to be preached at. Educated on this issue. And they've been lied to repeatedly for their entire lives. The American people have been lied to by virtually all their cultural institutions about what abortion even is. 1 in 10 Americans, if you're lucky, could even describe for you one of the procedures. They just know they love it. They don't even know what it is. We have a mission. We have to change the culture. We have to change us. We have a people problem. The solution is not to give up on the abortion issue. No, the solution is to educate Americans on the issue. That's how we will win. We don't meet demons halfway. We educate them and save the ones we can, right? All right. Ammunition background checks. And why aren't there any dinos in this F-35? We'll get to that. Let's get to Tunnel to Towers before we get to that. You see, speaking of education, Tunnel to Towers does more than just take care of widows and orphans. Tunnel to Towers has a 9/11 institute. What is it? It gives educators access to all kinds of 9/11 resources, K-12, so we can actually educate the next generation on 9/11, on heroes. It's something today to see young people. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it matters. That's a failure of our education system, and it's one Tunnel to Towers is trying to change. What they ask for is $11 a month from you and from me. Surely that's something we can do, right? T2T.org. T2T.org. $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. All right, background checks, a lost F-35, and dinos. Next. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only 30 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday and a special one. We have a fresh winner. Earner. Anyway, it's not that fresh either. It was from freaking Vietnam. It is ridiculous how long it takes some of these heroes to actually get it. We're lucky the daggone guy isn't dead already. Anyway, we'll get into that in just a little bit. Let's get back to this really quickly. I don't have a ton I want to say about it. Here's obviously the story of the day.
Military officials say they're responding to a, quote, mishap involving an F-35 fighter jet. Officials say the pilot of an F-35 Lightning II ejected from the jet and landed safely, but the search is on now for the missing F-35. They don't know where it is and are asking the public for help. Publicly available flight data shows sled flying over Lake Moultrie near Charleston. If you know anything, call Joint Base Charleston at 843-963-3600.
Okay. I need to address just a couple things here. Obviously, this is very, very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing on the world stage. The world is watching us as we take our quote advanced fighter jets and we lose them. I do want to address something right off the bat. I spoke to a couple pilots I know today. There are plenty of good reasons for a pilot to put a jet on autopilot so he can eject. All right, so that's one of those things, you know, stabilizing the plane. I heard a couple different things. So there are good reasons for the pilot to have put it on autopilot for him to eject. I'm not going to speak to anything else on the story, except I'm just going to say this. The public now has a lower view of the military than we ever have in my lifetime, and it's going down every day. Guys like Mark Milley only have themselves.
Is the U.S. military too woke?
No, not at all. I'm not even sure what that word truly means, but I would tell you that the military I see is a military that's exceptionally strong, it's powerful, it's ready.
He knows exactly what it means. He just doesn't want you thinking about it. The public has a dim view of military leadership. I shouldn't say a dim view of the military, a dim view of military leadership at this point in time. They feel like our men and women on the ground have been cheated, and they have been, by horrible leadership, always worried about the next abortion or new gay rights thing or telling Whitey how much he sucks, not that interested in actual war fighting stuff. So when incidents like this happen, it's only going to pour gasoline on the distrust fire, and it's not good. It's really, really bad. It's really embarrassing on the world stage. I wish this hadn't happened, but it did, and here we are. Now let's move on, because before we get to why that's a really good question. Why aren't there dinos? Let's address this. Ammunition background checks and purchase fees. This is now a law in New York. New York, automatic background check for this ammo, $2.50 fee for ammo sales. These are the law of the land. Okay, why? What's going on? This is not complicated. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. This is just a nice little reminder for you. The communist wants your guns. He wants all of them, all your guns and all your ammunition. Why? It's not about the kids or the shootings or anything else or the crime. Those are all lies he's been programmed to tell you. The communist wants you disarmed because he wants the freedom to hurt you. He doesn't have a second reason. He wants to hurt you. He wants to hurt you. He wants to hurt you. He understands there are all these laws in place that have prevented him from actually disarming you. So what's he going to do? The blue parts of America are going to wage war on guns in a more focused fashion now than they ever have, because they see opportunities in front of them to make it too expensive for you to own guns or own ammo for the guns, or too much of a pain to get them. They're going to try to bankrupt manufacturers of guns and ammunition, and they already have been trying. I shouldn't say going to try. They've already been trying to do so. There is a chance in the future, and probably a good chance, that there really isn't much of a Second Amendment in places that are blue. And I don't mean to kick you in the guts. You wake up today in New York and already you find out you got to get a background check for your ammo and the fees have gone up more. I'm not trying to kick you while you're down, but we have to acknowledge that's the overarching goal, right? That's where they're going. The goal is disarming you. They're not going to give up. And remember, we have to remember this. They're not going to give up on that goal. They're never going to wash their hands of it. That's why we have to go from being conservatives to anti-communists, meaning we have to be taking back ground. We can't give up just a little more and just a little more and just a little more. We have to start taking ground back. You know that you should be able to own fully automatic weapons, right? You should. I want you to be able to legally own those. The founders would have wanted you to own those. Forget about cannons. You should be able to have a belt-fed machine gun mounted on your home if you want one. Why? Because that's what the government has. I think you should be able to have an F-35. I wouldn't lose mine. What? What, Chris? I'm sorry. I swear I'd never throw it on autopilot and bail over Charleston. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'll just say this on another quick side note, speaking of the F-35. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on a side tangent here.
But my focus is just stay focused.
That pilot, I have nothing against the man. He's a Marine Corps pilot, Semper Fi, he's probably a great dude. He better be doing a lot of push-ups. Because when my company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company, we went for a big old field op one time. We're in 29 Palms. We went out to the field to stay for a few days and do shoots and stuff like that. And one guy in the company, I didn't even know him. He lost his K-bar, his knife. He lost his knife. We had to go right back out to the field and look in the dark. We never did end up finding it. So we had to go back, and then they woke us up at something like 4 a.m. the next morning, where we did PT all morning long until everyone was throwing up. And then when we were done doing PT, we had to go back to our barracks, throw on all of our gear, and hump back out to the field and then start digging fighting holes while doing PT, essentially for a useless K-bar. I actually like K-bars, but still, for a K-bar, I had more sweat coming out of my body and probably tears too. I don't really remember. My mind's blocking out how traumatic the day was. For a K-bar, an entire company of Marines had to go through more abuse than you can imagine. So if you lose an F-35, some heads better roll. Somebody better be doing some sweating for that. Gosh, I can't even believe. And they're asking the public, hey, if you've seen it, would you give us a call?
Military officials say they're responding to a, quote, mishap involving an F-35 fighter jet. Officials say the pilot of an F-35 Lightning II ejected from the jet and landed safely, but the search is on now for the missing F-35. They don't know where it is and are asking the public for help. Publicly available flight data shows sled flying over Lake Moultrie near Charleston. If you know anything, call Joint Base Charleston at 843-963-3600.
If you know anything, we don't track these things. I track my son's cell phone. My son's cell phone. If I wanted to right now, both of them, I could pull up my phone and I could tell you where their cell phones are, if they're on them, and what they're doing on them. And you don't know where the F-35 fighter jet with secret military technology is? Maybe put an iPhone in there. Hey, look, just putting out ideas, trying to help. All right, why aren't there dinos? Democrats in name. Why are there rhinos, but there aren't dinos? It's an interesting question. We'll talk about this. You know what else is interesting? I think it's totally fascinating that people walk around without protection. People walk around, they'll just be walking out in society as if there aren't violent criminals all around us. There are violent criminals around you. They're walking by you in the mall. They're at the gas station with you. They're in the grocery store. They're in the parking lot. Do you have a hero gun? Does your wife? Your mom? Your dad? Your brother? Husband? Do the people who love you and who you love, do they carry hero guns? Hero guns are non-lethal guns, so there's no excuse. Hero arrows, even smaller, non-lethal as well. It'll put a bad man down without killing him and save your life. What's the excuse? You don't even need a concealed carry permit because it's non-lethal. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Go get your hero gun and get it tonight. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Medal of Honor Monday is so close, I can smell it. Then again, that might just be Jewish producer Chris. Remember, you can email the show. That's not very nice, Chris. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have a lot to say about this useless...
One presidential candidate who's saying dissolve the FBI... Are Republicans the law and order party still?
Anybody that takes that position is stupid for saying it. We've got to have an FBI. And secondly, as Republicans, because you made a good point about Republicans saying this, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been making fun of the Democrats wanting to defund the police. It's the same thing. You can't defund. We don't want to defund the police. You can't defund the FBI. Obviously, things aren't right with the FBI from my point of view, but you don't defund the FBI.
You don't want us to actually do something about it, do you? No, they suck. Those guys are horrible. My goodness, they're just trampling on everybody's liberty. Totally partisan secret state police agency. What, you want me to... Hold on, you want me to do something about it? No, we can't. My goodness. No, I can't. I'm not here to do something about it. I'm a Republican. My goodness. No, my job is to run cover for Democrats. Uniparty. Oh, tall, wise one. I love this. Why is it there are no dinos, Democrats in name only, in Washington? It only goes the other way around. The commies stick together and hold to their beliefs. Okay, his name's Eric. Why aren't there dinos? We yell and scream all the time about all the, quote, rhinos on our side. Why is this guy squishy on the border? Why is this guy squishy on abortion? Why is this guy squishy on taxes? What's with this rhino? And we look across and we see lockstep support all the time with the communists. They either are all in line or they'll be in line shortly, right? You may get a couple people trying to squirt out of line and then eventually they get whipped back into line. Why is that? Well, you're probably going to roll your eyes because I'm going to repeat myself and I'm going to say something we've talked about before, but it's true. Do you know why Democrats are all communists now and Republicans are still a bunch of low-T eunuchs? Do you know why? Because of us. Democrats, you see, Democrats make demands of their party, and they demand that those demands be delivered upon. AOC. Look, we played, I think this is a little bit of a different sound. We played New York's very own AOC. This is her getting screamed at by protesters.
Be allowed to walk down the streets again. They have destroyed our city. And New York, especially Queens, has woken up. And they will not be here again without hearing from us. And the people need to stand up and take...
Yeah, that's them screaming at AOC. But AOC is not there on a whim. You see, there was a long-established congressman right there in New York who was well thought of. Joe Crowley was a 10-year incumbent. He was well thought of. Good standing with the Democrats. But Joe Crowley wasn't quite left enough, you see. And so the Democrat base produced this socialist candidate. Remember, they held auditions. AOC auditioned for it. She's an actress by trade. She auditioned for it. She got the part. She ran from the hard left against him, and he got bounced from office. A 10-year incumbent bounced from office in what? In a primary. Why do we have rhinos and they don't have dinos? Because when you're a Democrat and you don't deliver on your promises, they will run you out of office. The Democrat voter base, 50% of them show up in primaries. That is a staggeringly high number in primaries. There's a primary, they're showing up for it. Joe Crowley, he isn't representing my commie point of view the way I want him to. Guess what? Screw him. We're mobilizing. He's gone. Boom. Gone. That's why there aren't dinos, because when you have a Democrat who steps out of line, either he or she gets primaried or they get intimidated into getting back into line. Republicans will take the most useless people they have in the party, and for whatever reason, I'll never understand it, they won't go primary them. The Republicans who even bother showing up to primary someone show up and vote for the same guy who was in there. Every single time. You've heard me rant about it 1,000 times, so I'm not going to go off about it again. But you get mad about this rhino and that rhino, they're all elected in primaries overwhelmingly. Oh, I hate lockdowns. Lockdowns suck. Man, I hate lockdowns. These tyrannical lockdowns. What's that? Greg Abbott's on the ballot? Beep. Sounds good. I met him once. They don't pull that crap in the Democrats. But we do. Over and over and over again. I want to know what Chuck Grassley's primary results are going to be if that gigantic corpse runs for office again.
You have one presidential candidate who's saying dissolve the FBI. Are Republicans the law and order party still?
Anybody that takes that position is stupid for saying it. We've got to have an FBI.
I want you to imagine something, because we all know Chuck Grassley probably won't even run again. He's 90, but if he does, he'll easily win the primary in Iowa and he'll go on and win the general election. You know it and I know it. But I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine who's a powerful Democrat. Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is a powerful Democrat, pretty solidly in his seat in New York, unless he gets primaried from the left, which I know he's worried about from AOC. I want you to imagine Chuck Schumer giving a press conference today and saying, you know what? I decided I don't like Black Lives Matter. I'm against Black Lives Matter. This organization's bad. Black Lives Matter sucks. How quickly would Chuck Schumer have a primary challenger? Well, like 15 minutes later, he'd have a challenger and he'd lose. He would lose in his primary. They don't have dinos and we have rhinos because we don't participate in primaries. And when we do, we vote for the same loser who's in. That's why. That's why we have a party full of losers who can't even take a hard stance on abortion. Honestly, that's why we have to do it ourselves. We do. We have to support organizations like Preborn and handle this ourselves. We have a cultural problem. We need to educate people. That's what they need. Clearly, our politicians aren't going to fight for us. We need to educate people. Preborn does this in the best way you can possibly do it, by ultrasounds. That young woman doesn't need screamed at. Frankly, she doesn't need arrested. She needs shown that she's a mother. That's a baby inside of her. That's what Preborn gives these women who are about to have an abortion. They give them an ultrasound for free. That's what you do with your $28. The $28 you give to Preborn goes to that ultrasound. Education. That's how we will change this culture. Teaching America's men and women that it's a baby. That's what Preborn does. That's what you do. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give your $28. Go save a life tonight. $28 saves one. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We will be back with Medal of Honor Monday.
This is an iHeart podcast.